Lamar starts out by saying, "All's my life I has to fight, N-word. All's my life I. Hard times like Yah. Bad trips like Yah. Nazareth. I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up, but if God got us, then we gon' be all right." Starting off with "All's my life I has to fight" really brings a sense of pain to the song, but it also has a strong reference. These lines are also found in the 1985 movie, The Color Purple.
"All my life I had to fight. I had to fight my daddy, I had to fight my uncles, I had to fight my brothers. Girl, child ain't safe in a family means."
The movie depicts life during the 1930s for African Americans, but specifically tells these stories through the eyes of women. Played by Oprah Winfrey, the character Sophia says these same lines when talking about all the men who have abused her physically, mentally, and sexually. In an article written by Greg Tate in Rolling Stone, right after Kendrick's 2015 BET Award performance, he talks about this idea of sing fight, the notion that singing is a form of fighting. Tate states that Black American musical history is chock full of amazing fight songs, overt and covert, and more than a few steady aiming, freedom fighting chantuses. We get the sense from these words that Lamar has had enough, that he isn't taking anyone's shit anymore, and instead of laying back and letting things happen to him, he's going to take a stance to fight against it. In an interview he had with legendary producer Rick Rubin, Lamar talked about that moment when he knew what he was going to do with the song. Quote, "Eventually I found the right words. You know, it was a lot going on, and still to this day it's a lot going on. And I wanted to approach it as more uplifting, but aggressive. Not playing the victim, but still having that we strong, you know?" Lamar said he wanted All Right to have a sense of we strong, that there wasn't going to be anything that is holding him back from fighting for his rights. This isn't a new idea, which is why it makes the song so easy to become a protest anthem. In 2015, protesters at Cleveland State University took All Right and made the chorus into their own chant. In the video, we see African American students marching and chanting, "We gon' be all right," as they pass police cars and barricades. Some are holding signs, while others are linked arm in arm. There are thousands of students, mostly students of color, but also students of other races. We can see pain in their faces, some crying, and others with chests puffed up, ready to protest. In his music video for All Right, Kendrick starts off the video by reciting a poem that he had written and performed throughout his album. Before or at the end of each song, we get a piece of the poem, so by the time the album ends, we hear the full thing. In the video, he starts reciting the poem. The poem goes on for another minute or so, but the important part is at the end of it. Kendrick says, "As my loved ones was fighting a continuous war in the city, I was fighting a new one, full of apartheid and discrimination." This part of the poem is up for interpretation because it is so ironic. Kendrick says that he is now fighting a war of racism since he has moved out of the city of Compton and is now in the music/entertainment industry, an industry full of white executives not giving African Americans the credit they deserve when it comes to their content. So now he has a whole new battle to go against. He thought that once he made it out of the city, he wouldn't have any more problems. However, instead of having to face racism and hatred from the police, he now has to face it while he's making his art and trying to earn a living. Compton has always played a pivotal role in rap, with legends such as Snoop Dogg, N.W.A., and Tupac, who Kendrick has specifically said was an inspiration.